Blog Talk Radio.
Packing up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I, you know, I'm a last minute nigga anyway, so I, you know, I get together at the last minute.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, yeah.
Whatever. But it get done. That's the only thing that matters, you know what I'm talking about?
What time you got to be at the airport tomorrow?
12.
Oh, 12? Oh, yeah, shit, that's not even an early flight.
No, so I get to make some moves in the morning, too. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
But why the fuck would you wait till the morning of? I know you probably still...
I'm
going to go try to buy some shit tomorrow.
I work 10 to 10.
Yeah.
It's hard to fucking get out.
Get your shit from Myers then. 24.
Walmart.
Right? Give me a Walmart,
Walmart suit, bro.
That bitch Steph with the big ass bow tie.
Blue jeans.
With a clip on bow tie and shit. Hey.
Big ass boy.
Hey, do what you gotta do, man.
Hey,
for real. That shit
hey.
Over 24 hours, dog.
Yeah,
go
sure.
Get you one. Right, listen,
right,
baby.
Right.
Get you a blue jean romper.
Yeah. That shit ain't funny, bro.
That shit is funny.
That shit ain't funny.
Hey. Hey, shout out to the niggas who wore blue jean rompers to the
hey.
Last wedding, dog.
Hey,
real.
They be chafing. Feel like a forest fire between the motherfuckers.
You too can prevent forest fires.
Y'all
niggas is silly, bro.
A romper.
No, that's what's up, though, man. Shout out to my man, Ty, though, man. That's what's popping, though. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing, walking down the Izzy aisle.
Yeah, sure.
For
yeah,
sure.
Big ups. You know what I'm saying? You know
yeah.
what fucks
but
with.
So still I'm trying to understand, though.
What?
Again.
What?
Why the fuck are they getting married in Atlanta?
His mama and them down there.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Her mama and them down there.
Okay, all right.
But,
so all the fam down there.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But
okay,
still,
okay.
though, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all from here.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
in here.
Yeah.
It's your wedding. I bet you it was. I bet you put the law down.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what it was.
That's definitely put the law down, but, you know,
yeah.
other than that, your boy keep it low to the flow like an ant, bro. I ain't doing too much of nothing.
Right, for sure. I dig that. Well, man, I'll say the airport probably going to be crowded and shit because it's a holiday weekend. I know that's for sure.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I've never traveled during the holiday.
I never traveled either.
That shit probably, yeah, man.
I hope your
shit don't get delayed. You on Spirit?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you right now, if you on Spirit, that shit delayed, bro.
If I was on Spirit, I got the hookup.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk later then.
You can't go to
he said, if you see a Detroit nigga with a rumper on, he get locked up.
Shit, sleep me, nigga. You see me with it on, sleep me.
Sleep your ass.
I'm ready to go night-night if I had that shit on, bro. Fucking on rumper, nigga.
Nah, you tripping. So who you think you gonna see, a light skinned dude or a dark skinned dude with one first in real life though?
Probably a brown skin.
A nigga in the middle.
A nigga right in the middle of that.
Man, we not gonna get on this fucking rumper situation again.
I don't know, the rumper
we
shit.
We talked about this shit all last week.
But the rumper shit is crazy though. It's just nuts, man. Like, why would you wanna put that on, man? Like, yo, shit gonna be, like my man say, chafing. Like,
yeah, shit gonna be chafing like a motherfucker.
It's gonna be hot too. You got a hot rumper on.
But like, no, like we were saying before we got on camera, dog, that shit is ridiculous. I'm not putting on shit that I got to roll off from the top, dog. That is. My
that
man Casper said that shit, dog. I'm stealing that shit because, no, you right. I am not putting on shit I got to roll off, dog. Like,
just to take a piss.
Yeah.
I got to roll that motherfucker off. You feel me? Ain't no hole in this.
I don't think so. Shit, who knows? I don't know. All I do know, though, is that I ain't doing that shit. For one, like you said earlier, like, we too fat for that shit. For one. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with that romper life, dog.
You
know what I'm saying? As much as I take a shit too, man, that's impossible.
Hey, cuz, you be looking like Rerod in this bitch.
Dog, legit, dog.
Hey, this motherfucker look like Rerod in this shit.
No bullshit, legit, dog. I would really look like Rerun,
yeah,
dog.
That shit crazy.
That shit not cool. That shit not cute at all. Fat niggas, if y'all out there, man. And the only reason I say that, man.
We had on, right.
Exactly.
Cock to the side.
Straight Rerun. And look. Fat niggas, I'm telling you, I'm one of y'all and shit. So this is the only reason I'm saying this, because I feel y'all pain and shit, dog. I know there's a lot of fat niggas out there be wearing skinny jeans and shit because they think it's cool and
they
shit.
They don't know they fat.
Yeah, evidently, but this not your thing. Don't do the romper, dog. Don't do it. I'm scared. I don't want to see a nigga I know with one on, dog. I'm scared. I don't want to see a nigga I know.
Man, no, ain't nobody gonna come around here, bro. They gonna get clowned, bro.
Right.
Clown. They gonna get clowned.
Straight clowned, dog.
So you know what I mean. So I don't think nobody gonna got the courage around here.
Duh.
But we say what on our mind.
That's true. This is true.
Eastside motherfuckers definitely say what's on their mind. If y'all ain't know what I'm Eastside Detroit dude.
This is definitely true, dog. All right, so enough about that rumpy shit, dog.
Yeah,
so anything else going on, like any new movies,
that's
anything?
That's it for me, man.
All right. Well, shit, me neither, dog. I ain't really do shit this past week, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it was uneventful. But what I will say, though, again, man, I'm sorry. I said we was going to get off of that shit. But if I see, the first thing I see with a rump, bro, hold on, though. What if it's a Thug Life Bane Rains ass nigga? Like, you gonna still
care.
On?
It's gonna be has to be a few of us.
First of all, how racial is this though? We have a racial draft. B Will come in
with a
fried chicken.
With a box of Popeyes.
And say hi to the white guy first.
Mad love.
Popeye's chicken. First of all, in real life, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. The white people drive him.
First pick. B-Will. With the chicken. This boy got chicken strips.
A box of them things.
Hey, low key, you so on point right now. And I'm about to be real fat and just be eating on camera.
Me
so
too.
It's all good.
I was about to say we shouldn't.
Shit,
but
spicy strips. That's it.
Yeah. I'm good with that, dog. Hey, thank you. Appreciate the love, man.
On this perfect top.
Hey, look, I don't even know what I was about to talk about now because I'm mesmerized by the chicken tenders. You know what I'm saying?
Real fat nigga shit. And you open that box, that shit hit you in the nose like boop.
And see, fat dudes, like I just told y'all earlier, this is another reason why we can't wear rompers, because you gonna get grease all on your one piece of shit. Cause we gonna eat some chicken, dog. I'm just saying, we gonna eat some chicken.
They're gonna eat some everything.
Eat some everything. So let's just be realistic with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. I just want people to be realistic with themselves. That's it.
Cause we all fat in this fat.
Now the closest thing to a romper, I guess, is, you know, overalls or coveralls or something.
But, okay.
But that's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Because when I think of romper, I think of women, period.
People working. Yes.
Right, people working them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, but now they going to be working in that shit.
When I think of romper, I think of heart to top and some shorts. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think when I hear
right.
Romper, you know?
Because exactly.
At first I'm like, what the fuck is a romper?
Or right. Or some funny shit, like... Just like Mr. Brown and shit wore rompers. Like, that was funny, though. It's for comedy, though. You know what I'm saying?
You laughed. I laughed at that.
Right. Just like Romy Rome with the MCL.
Yeah.
That was a romper,
yeah,
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that shit's comedy. Like, I'm not prepared to go to the Coney to get a chicken pita. And got Craig in front of me and shit.
Low
with
key.
With damn their ass cheek hanging out.
Low key, you got a homeboy that probably will sport that shit, dog. You been told that motherfucker, please, that, like, you ain't going out with us like that.
Alright, so, hey, moving right along, dog. We gonna get on topic.
Moving right along, dog.
Hey, so. Like we said earlier, man, we got my man Casper in the building, got my man D Wheels in the building with the motherfucking Popeye's chicken, which I'm waiting on one to float this way and shit. I'm gonna throw one right here. Don't forget, man, today we're talking about the racial draft, man. Who's in and who's out? Also, we're getting ready to talk about LeVar Ball a little bit. Hit us up if you got a comment, 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key. The number is right there on the bottom of the picture now because we fly like that now. You feel me? So it's right there. But also, man, what you can do is leave a comment right here. I swear to God, we gonna read your shit on air because we just, like, we interactive and shit like that. This nigga is smacking in my ear, man. Damn.
It's so good.
I know. Well, bitch, pass me one, motherfucking shit.
Pass me one, nigga.
Slide that motherfucker right there. So, this nigga smacking like hell. And, yes, niggas is in the studio eating Popeye's chicken.
Before
we get into the racial draft, dog, for real, this is what we want to talk about, LeVar Ball. All right, so everybody, you know, up to date on who I'm talking about. So LeVar Ball is Lonzo Ball's old man. Where Lonzo play at? UCLA?
Yeah,
right. Right, so what I want to know is all of his antics and shit, man, are they helping or hindering his kid's future? Now, first, I guess You know what? No, I'm going to take the lead on this one. Usually I pass it all the way around, but I'm going to take the lead on this one. I think, this is my thing, his idea, the concept that he going after, I feel it 100%. Because if you can go in and tell Nike, fuck y'all, and I want 51% or whatever, I want a partnership, then I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? But I think the way he going about it is hurting his kid chance. And the only reason I say that is because now you just look like, you look like the whiny bitch who want her daughter to win the beauty pageant. Like, that's what it looked like now. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that some of that shit is just over the top. I feel what you're saying 100%. If you can jump in here and make the big baller brand the next motherfucking Nike, then that shit is great. Like, you're going to look back like, damn, that was a great-ass decision. Because most great decisions start off looking like some crazy, dumb-ass shit. Yep. I mean, like, you know, like the nigga who created the telephone. Like, mm-hmm. Somebody had to tell him, like, nigga, what the fuck are you really doing? Like, you about to call the motherfucker who ain't here?
He high, right? You want to talk to somebody that ain't here?
Exactly. So my whole...
I think the question is there such thing as over-supporting?
Right, and I think that's what it is. And he over-supporting to the point where we forgetting that Lonzo hoop.
Yeah.
All we thinking about like is daddy making these deals. And like we said earlier,
we don't even know who the fuck anybody else's parents is in the draft.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? So
nobody, exactly.
That's just weird, bro. Like, you putting too much pressure on this boy back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I'm just saying, he get drafted and he sucked.
Then what?
That's the clown. Everybody look at him.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's what pissed me off.
Nobody respects him. They all think he's a clown.
Right.
You know, and
that's part of the problem.
Just because, you know, people
want to
see
him. Yeah. Entertainment.
The train crash.
Yeah.
No one look away.
Now, what about this, though? This is something else that popped off, what, last week, I think it was. He was on a show. And, damn, I'm trying to think of an old girl name. Christine Leahy or some shit. Yeah. So, this was going on with that. Now, for feminists, this shit was all bad. You know what I'm saying? Because what happened was, she was basically hauling him. Like, she was basically, like, you know, she was jonesing him and shit. Basically, just clowning him. Because he, I mean, for the most part,
he do look like
not,
a buffoon.
Not black or white. You know, no racial shit on it. No, he looked like a clown. All right. So she was kind of checking, like, well,
he come out
like, yeah, right. That's too much. So she, how many shoes you... Right.
look like Sherman Hemsley and shit.
For real.
No, that's true, though. It's true. And so she like, how many shoes you bought? And he was like, you know what I'm saying? Never mind that. Blah, they sleep. Like, he just kind of shutting her down. But then she just kept yapping. She was picking at him and shit. So the nigga said, I ain't talking, you know what? No way. Like, stay in your lane, right? So for feminists, this was the shit, though. Because basically, you done told a woman on the sports show to stay in her lane. So now, the feminists, all the bra burners and shit is mad. You know what I'm just saying? That's the reality of it, right?
All the bra burners.
But let me look at it from that angle, though. You really fucking up now, though, in real life.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't really want to fuck with the bra burners, and you ain't really got your shit yet. Because you know
the bra burners by Jordans.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? D-Wheels, yeah. What's happening?
I'm going to go back to your first question. Because I finished eating chicken.
This is where I think my man is a genius and an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about him.
Yep.
So he doing something right.
Yep.
He on every show, so he doing something right.
Right.
The reason why I think it's going to be a flash in the pan, or why it can be.
Are you buying the shoes?
Why it can be a flash in the pan. But this is why his shoes not selling. He started too early.
Yeah.
Nobody thought Floyd Mayweather was going to have his own promotion and make all the money off his own fight.
Yeah.
When Ray Charles said, I want to own my master, they was like, nobody's ever done that before.
Right.
But Ray Charles had sold millions of albums at that time.
Right.
Floyd Mayweather had won 20, 30 something fights and made millions of dollars before he did it. You can't come
so
out with your
legitimate argument.
They never touched the NBA basketball.
Exactly.
Talking about, I want $4.95 for the shoes.
Right.
And so he making people talk about him, but is it going to be a flash in the pan? He's unproven. Like y'all said, he talking too much. When they played Kentucky, them boys was going for his throat.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kid killed him in that game.
Yeah, you already know.
And when he get in the NBA, he going to be murdering people.
Yeah. No, you already know.
I mean, getting murdered. People
getting murdered.
Murdered.
Yeah. No, you already know. And like, and it's got to be, he got to do the most, which, I mean, obviously he need to do the most anyway. Because
his dad is wrapping him up, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I guess the thing, too, that he was upset about is he said he feel like that people are attacking his fatherhood. Now, I can't see it as that. You know what I'm saying? They saying like his parenting skills is fucked up. So for me, because when they be on, whenever they do an interview, whenever they on camera, it's like his kids be fucking frightened, like they scared, like they 12, they're
mutes.
Yeah. Right. But I guess my thing, though, and everybody, all the bra burners, issue was like, how come he don't check them dudes that be doing that shit, too? Because niggas be clowning them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Dudes be clowning them, too. He don't check their ass like that. So he kind of, he got in a way.
He got with Stephen A.
Doing
but Stephen A don't count
because
I don't like Stephen A.
Yeah,
right, so Stephen A don't count
don't
just
like
for that reason. Only for that reason. But yeah, his thing is, I think that what's going on is he got that concept in his mind about how he can manipulate the media, but he better be careful. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Because
like,
he's going to end up with nothing. What was that song?
Something from nothing.
No,
nothing.
What is it? Fucking up the for show, pussy.
Try to get some
more
pussy.
End up with no pussy.
Hey, I think it's a bold move. I mean, he do go over the
bold
top.
It's bold, and I don't knock him for that. He just need to chill out.
Yeah, he goes a little bit too over the top. He just need to calm it down a notch. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do.
Right.
No, I feel you 100%.
Get that accomplished.
Yeah.
Get that accomplished.
Damn.
Make the big baller brand like some for real shit where it's knocking on the door with Nike and like how N1 was back in the day. You feel me?
He should have just not signed with anybody. Let his son come in and ball out.
Yeah.
And then work that shit in.
And then working it. Yeah.
Because you ain't... That's
building,
what's wrong.
He already had it planned. So
no, that's what's wrong with black folks, though. We talk about that shit all the time. Quit talking about that shit. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it, nigga. Slide in that bitch like, you know what? I'ma chill. Like, we don't want that. We don't want that deal. And then get your shit in there. Without all that motherfucking masquerading and shit
all
the antics. All that shit. That's my only problem. But then, again, people saying, shit, why not? Fuck it. Do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you say?
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody talking about, but nobody buying it.
If them shoes are $200, I'll buy them.
Because
I'm like, no, just
for the
$495, right? I wish LeBron or somebody that did that. Like, shit, I'm gonna just sign my own thing, you know? And I support it. Like, I like to see my people.
But you wouldn't have bought it until he got in the league,
no,
though.
No, I would have bought LeBron out of high school. I'd have bought him.
Yeah,
just because.
Well, that was LeBron out of high school.
I mean,
that's a little different.
Even though, as black men or black people, we the biggest consumers, and we, you know,
no doubt.
And a lot of us.
No
so
doubt.
So I like what he's doing. He's just doing.
But again,
I've watched basketball. People that don't watch basketball know who he is because
this
of what
he's doing. Yeah,
so
true.
That's smart.
Yeah, true.
He just got to.
And we talking about him.
They know him, but they don't even know his son.
And that's fine. And now if his son go crazy,
they go
now
know.
His son go crazy.
Yes.
Them shoes getting bought, bro. And at 500.
$500. You ain't buying.
I ain't got it.
That's the problem, Jay. We saying people talking about him right now.
Yeah.
Niggas was talking about Special K.
Yeah.
It's a lot of one-hit wonders that people went and bought their album.
That's
you know
what
I'm
saying. If his dad would have never said that and he'd had this big baller brand, I would have known.
Yeah.
Nobody.
His dad says the wrong stuff.
But he doing that.
He's doing that shit for a reason.
Again, I watch basketball, so I know who LeBron Ball is.
Yeah.
Niggas that don't watch know who he is because of his
father.
That's great. But if his son ball out, what he need to do is calm the fuck down with his son.
At that point.
Thing,
yeah.
And then
right now, fuck it. Go for the gusto.
Again, I watch basketball, so I know who he is. A lot of niggas do that
again.
Again.
The thing is, too, is like, don't say your son better than this, and that.
But I'm saying, don't say that. Promote the brand. Don't try to make your son all this, because now your son's got publicity. But publicity is good publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. Right. Like by saying that, then now what do you have to do? You gotta watch and see is he gonna be good. So in that aspect, you could be right. Like even if he is a flop, you gonna tune in to see.
Because
you're like, damn, he ain't built him up.
He getting paid off of that. The Lakers getting paid. Whoever drafted him getting paid.
The other thing is, my man don't care how good his son is. He's trying to get paid.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. So,
no, he does.
So
care.
He said.
No, he cares. That's the thing. He cares a lot.
His son's an animal.
But not as much as if they get paid.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get paid. Yachty said Pac and Biggie was overrated.
Oh,
and then what? Everybody start interviewing Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Put the joke back up.
And then what?
Wow.
He got paid.
They talking about him.
Again, that's what dogs doing. All he made it a conversation.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity.
We wouldn't be talking about
them. Cold, though, too.
I like them. Again, if they was $200, I'd grab them. Just because I
They got to be at Burlington, dog.
Do they come with insurance?
If you got a comment right now, you can hit us in the comment box or you can hit us at 760-283-4647.
What they not yet?
You got that five right now. Pay to get them DNA. Kiss my ass.
They ain't got the overhead yet.
Right.
You order them now, you get them in November.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, shout out to my man Fat Cat, dog. He said marketing wise, he's brilliant. But as a father, he's supposed to let their sons grow up, because if he went to school to be a carpenter, he'll push him to the wolves. But I guess the thing is that I got a problem with is just that. I feel like it's a little bit over the top. But then it's kind of fucked up, because when I say that out loud, then I start thinking like, damn, don't white people go over the top sometimes? Like, why am I mad that this black dude doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I mad? Or do I just think that I'm so used to seeing the status quo that I don't even recognize genius when it's in effect.
Well, marketing wise, I don't think it's brilliant.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Getting attention, but I think anytime you launch a product,
eventually
you get haters. But I don't think you want to launch.
Especially when the major
you want your brand to be lovable and likable by as many people
they
as you
want
can.
To merge with you.
And he's split right now.
Well, see, and that's what old girl was saying. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, basically you lost the female market, and he kept saying like he didn't care. Now I'm gonna tell you right now, you fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
But what I'm saying is, he can definitely spend this if his son get in that league and go crazy, and he just disappeared, and then his son, the face of the brand, and his son, he likable, he markable, he won.
If his son ball out, ain't nothing else going to matter.
Everything's
finished.
That,
right.
That's the way
our world
his dad
is.
Dad got him set up to where, nigga, it's your turn. And
yeah.
Go crazy.
It's a lot of money.
You have no choice but to.
Everybody
saying shit.
You have no choice but to put that boy in the conversation. So his dad's doing his job. I think I wouldn't do it like that.
It's
50-50.
And then
50-50 lottery ticket.
And then when he looked at it, he got another two sons coming anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the risk you take when you do something major like that. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what it is. Like, that's the risk that you take, because at some point it can either look dumb as fuck, or you go come out looking like a motherfucking marketing genius. It's gonna be one or other. But then at the end of the day, though, I guess I shouldn't even be saying nothing about it, because that's what it's all about. Stepping out on faith,
hell
dog.
Yeah.
Like, shit, why not, right?
And I feel what he's saying. Because he's saying, like, I'm setting you up.
Yeah.
Dunk the bitch. I'm throwing you at you like, dunk the bitch.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's a lot of pressure. And as deep as the NFL, because only one or two dudes get in the NBA and do something.
Yeah.
And no matter what he did,
he might go to Phoenix.
He fucked. All right, man. So, hey, look, we gonna get off a real topic, though. We just talked about LeVar Ball for about 20 minutes. No, that wasn't even the topic. No. See, that's what I'm saying. We didn't spend too much time on that, man. Shout out to LeVar Ball, man. I am not mad about what he's trying to do. Some of the shit I just think, you know, started looking like antics. And I don't like antics. But then again, like I just said, then fuck it. Why not, though? Because at the end of the day, dog, the NBA is a motherfucking machine, and it's these kids' time to go ahead and exploit the machine and quit letting the machine exploit them.
What I hope happens is one of them NBA stars, like the John Wall, he don't got a shoe contract right now.
Jump on.
I hope he just be like, shit, I'm gonna start my own thing, and I'm purchasing. If the money right,
he buy the big ball brand.
And then they individually.
Just like Ann One. Same thing. Yeah.
I hope that happens.
Ann One.
Ann One had a good run, bro.
Hell yeah.
He probably made more money than signing with a Nike, or you know what I'm saying?
Shaq still get paid on this shit.
I had two pairs.
Oh, I had to pay a lot of money. No, you did, though.
I did, too. I didn't want to.
That's Elijah Wan was your idol.
You did too. You phone posse wearing my butt. I don't remember that. Right, yeah, I don't remember
you don't
that.
Remember them?
Phone posse wearing my butt. Huh? No. So you had the motherfuckers, you run down the street and stop. You slap like 30 minutes.
You stop, but you don't stop.
Like, shit!
Knees hurting at 16.
Hey, wow. How you feel like you hooping in church shoes?
Yo. All right, man. Let's get on.
Let's get to the racial draft.
All right, the racial draft. Hey, look, if you're checking us out right now, man, check out the number below. You can give us a call, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key. Man, we're talking about the racial draft. If y'all up on Dave Chappelle, I know everybody should be. If you remember Dave Chappelle, dog, they did a racial draft. So this is what we want to know, man. Which people are in and which people are out, dog? We had a discussion in our group text and shit. And I guess I want to go to the group text and see. Because we had some funny ones, dog. You got any in mind right now?
Funny ones?
Yeah, we had some funny ones.
I got one right now.
Who?
What's that bitch name is? The Q bitch.
Who?
Stacey Dash. Get that bitch up.
You got to get rid of her?
Get her. I'll take Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I'll take Katy Perry.
So, Cass,
get that bitch
Cass,
up.
Cass, what do you think about that, dog? Is that a good track?
No.
Nah?
Well, you don't want the bitch either?
Who would you switch her for? Who would y'all be willing to give up for Stacey Dash? Or y'all don't want her either?
Mariah Carey, crazy
ass. That don't count. Mariah Carey mix. She black.
That don't count.
That don't count. You gotta give us somebody.
What white girl?
What about that bitch Tony?
What's
that bitch Tony?
Brittany.
Hey, you know what though? You talking about the new Brittany or the old Brittany?
They come together.
We
might just get the old one tomorrow.
I'll take the old Brittany. I'll take the old Brittany for Stacey Dash. Well, for the new Stacey Dash. The old Stacey Dash, I want to keep her, though.
I don't want to keep
that. Now, they're going to be combined together. We just got to keep Stacey Dash all together. Shit, I don't know.
Fuck Stacey Dash. Keep that. Okay. And I got one more.
What?
I want to get fucking rid of Raven Simone.
Oh man.
I will get rid of that bitch.
She shouldn't even be eligible for the job.
Hey, you know who I say for her?
The Mexican.
Right.
I would say Gary Owens, but I said Rosie O'Donnell. I want Rosie O'Donnell, dog.
Hey,
she bought her life.
I want LA, bro. I take Tina Fey.
You know what?
No, somebody said we're gonna give up Wendy Williams. For fucking Ellen.
Okay.
That's a good trade.
And they not gonna want to get Tina Fey.
Like
Tina
nickel for a quarter.
We want her.
Hey, don't forget, man. If you're on eblockradio.com right now, or if you're on Facebook Live, you can hit us up 760-283-4647, man. We're doing a racial draft, man. We're trying to figure out who's staying and who's going, man. If you're listening right now, comment in the box right now. Let us know who you would keep, who you would draft, and who you would trade, man. It's a racial draft, dog. Hey, look, I remember when the Dave Chappelle, obviously, where we got it from. But I remember when they was trying to trade Tiger Woods, though. Now, would y'all trade Tiger Woods, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as he said,
yep.
I'm not black, I'm whatever.
I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm an immigrant.
You gotta go.
He was on the block.
So he said he was on the block after that.
Yeah.
Who would you train him for?
It don't matter.
No.
You wouldn't train him for Rush Limbaugh.
Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Why you bullshit though? Yeah.
You take
why you bullshit? Yeah, I think I would take a little dicky.
Take a little dicky over that nigga.
You can have him now. That's my horrible. Why you took all the money? Have the money. Trade Tiger Woods for him, dude.
Oh man.
Oh, that's the
first of all, they are not gonna let Eminem go.
Get the fuck out of you, crazy.
my man Casper said no, that's not happening. He said, I'm going to need you to go back to Popeye's chicken. He said, that's not happening.
You need a family meal to complete that thing.
He said, he needs some motherfucking red beans and rice. Biscuit,
honey, all that.
He said, honey, dog. He needs a family meal. And a motherfucking honey, dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll take Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all crazy, dog. Hey, but look. Who?
You got about 10 minutes for show and get that chicken.
Right. who's on the do not trade list, though? Like, who's the franchise players that we definitely don't want to give up? I mean, I got one for sure. We gotta have David Banner. We gotta keep him.
Okay, we gotta keep David Banner. Big Mike. I like Big Mike. What he's
saying. Oh, Killer Mike.
Killer Mike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Killer Mike.
All right,
like
for sure.
Killer Mike.
You can't give up Denzel.
You can't give up Denzel either. Denzel.
Can't give up Denzel
either.
Depending on
no, not at all. Hey, so if you watching right now, if you watching right now, man, hit us up. Would it be all right to trade Denzel in the racial draft, man? Hit me up right now. 760-283-4647.
Tom Cruise.
Hey, all right, that's a good question. If you watching right now, would you give up Denzel for Tom Cruise in the racial draft, man? Would you give him up?
Low key.
I want to see if somebody gonna say that they would.
Hey, low key, I give up Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Fuck Michael Jordan.
Oprah hey, he said he'd give up MJ.
I'll give up MJ. Fuck
for
MJ.
Who?
For, no, what's the nigga, White Chocolate? I'll give him fuck
oh. Oh, hold on, wait.
Fuck
my man Fat Cat. You know what he said, right?
What he say?
Just right down your alley.
The grits.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Hell yeah. Fuck that nigga with
we
the perm.
Hey. Wow. Yo, y'all niggas
deferred
to
the Mexicans.
No comprendo.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the old fat Al Sharpton? Not even
fuck him too, cause he was plotting to be the old one. Fake ass nigga. He was fake.
Money move him, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You don't see him unless there's some money behind him.
Unless
yeah.
A highlighted
list.
Hell yeah.
He's got to get paid, short.
Hell yeah.
Pookie or Ray Ray who
ain't
got
no.
He's
short
the flicks
to
get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Until Beyonce and Jay-Z came.
Yeah, that's fucked up, though. That's one of the, that should have been one of the first stops. Dog, when I read that comment, dog, I was like, oh,
yeah,
money gonna lose.
I can't stand that nigga with that perm,
he won't even call him by his name. He called his nigga with the perm.
I can't stand him, bro. And Jesse Jackson, I don't even mention him because you know what I'm saying. What you know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't give him no air.
What's the name was on that? Mike was on talking shit.
Yeah, he's talking shit. That was some hard ass shit. Yeah, that was some hard shit.
He lost, cause you lost.
Right.
Stupid ass.
Hey, so all right, so look, you said you'd get rid of MJ.
Fuck Michael Jordan.
I said we definitely gotta keep David Banner, dog. Who we definitely gotta keep though?
He said Denzel.
That's questionable.
I don't like him. I don't like what he stands for.
Hey, we gotta keep Lauren.
I don't like that he built.
We
prisons.
Gotta keep the old Lauren.
Okay.
Hey, look, the Lauren.
Lauren
Pierce.
Lauren
Pierce.
The Lauren Hill.
She safe.
Okay.
Hey, off of that album, we gotta keep her.
I think she got white people.
I mean, if you on that tip, we gotta keep Erykah Badu too.
Oh, we gotta keep Erykah Badu.
Yeah,
too.
We gotta keep her. Yeah. We keep her for personal reasons.
Yeah, yeah. We don't give a fuck what y'all talk about.
We keep
Erykah Badu.
We keep
Erykah Badu.
What she did to Andre
3000?
Shit, she did.
What she did with everybody? Everybody with
her. She should be on the fucking.
She got that. Hey, y'all scared of that red Snapple? Y'all ain't had none of that Snapple. Them niggas was college students. They ain't had none of that hood Snapple.
The hood Snapper.
She put that Snapple on
that. Let's trade.
Kanye.
I don't know, dog.
Kanye got
hard for.
Yeah, he go hard for his people.
You know what? I'm gonna say the things that sprung out of Kanye's existence. I think you can't.
How much did he go hard for his people? How much did it need?
How much did it need? $7,000.
He just cost $7,000.
I mean, they be reselling them boys for the cash.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, man. If you're checking us out right now on Facebook Live or on eblockradio.com, hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, man. Holler at your boy. We talking about some crazy shit right now, but we talking about the racial draft. You know what I'm saying? Damn, all that time, man. We ain't even no, there's no sound on it.
No sound on it.
Yeah.
Right.
So we got sound on the video though, so it's all good. Right. No, they got us on the video though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the audio was bad though, but it's all good. We got it together. But yeah, so all right, so I named those. Who really want to get rid of? More than Stacey Dash.
Question is, what person do you want?
Kindly. I know, right? That's the real question.
What he say?
Shout out to my man Cass with the real question. He said, what white person do we really want?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Damn, who do we want?
I take Ellen.
You take Ellen?
I take Ellen.
Okay.
But, Julia Roberts.
That is most definitely a personal thing. That is most definitely personal. It's too late. You done told 1,000 people.
Oh,
yeah. Now that motherfucker, y'all can have.
No, let him default to the Mexican shit.
Yeah.
He didn't know he ain't going
there. Hell no.
They on his ass.
He got the code to his own wall. Shit.
Man. Let me see. Gigabyte said. Oh, wow, dog. Gigabytes, man. He said the real Howard Stern for the hood Howard Stern. Damn. You gonna change me for... Wow. You motherfucking...
Gigabyte, you
idiot. Fucked up, man. Right. No wonder you ain't come to the studio, clown. You ain't gonna trade me for shit, cuz. Because they don't want me.
They don't want it.
Right, the only one that want me is down here with me now.
Hey, low key, they don't want none of us. They don't want none of you motherfucking names we naming.
Oh, you know who else we gotta keep too, though? Corey Holcomb, dog. We gotta keep Corey Holcomb. Because he's just insane. He's just crazy.
He's like Eastside, dude. He say what's on his mind.
I swear
like,
to God, he is, dog. He say he's from
like
Chicago.
Kanye, boy. Kanye ain't got no. I hate a nigga when you ask him something, they say something. Politically correct, like, well, yeah. No, nigga, say what you mean.
When this man
don't
lie,
like Westbrook,
even though George Bush don't like white people, you know he don't have no filter.
I love that part.
I love
it.
Wrong
guy
say crazy stuff,
bro.
And I don't think it'd be on purpose. Like, I think something wrong. Like, he just.
Oh, yeah, I do think something wrong.
I don't think he intentionally say something.
Hey, mental illness is real.
Yeah. He's just making shit up just because it sounds good. He's like, well, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? If that's how he feels, he's like, fuck him. And I love it. I hate it with athletes. Like, well, I do shit. Well, fuck them.
No, I like Westbrook because Westbrook keeps his trill.
I'm going to take
interviews
and everything. Out of, what's my man name? Andrew Schultz.
Who? He gonna be the first one in the rubber. Even though he gonna be the first one in the rubber.
No,
I fuck with Westbrook. Because he'll say, like, man, why you asking me that stupid shit? On to the next question. You know what I'm saying? Like, no more questions
what
for you, cuz.
No, I was gonna say, I'm talking about Andrew Schultz and shit, like, the comedian. Like, he the dude on Brilliant Idiots podcast with Charlamagne. What he said about Charlamagne was so true about Kanye, dog. He said that this nigga got autistic honesty, dog. You know what that mean? That mean like you something up on crazy, like you don't even know it's wrong to say the shit that you say.
And
that's the same shit though. Damn, good looking out, D Wheel. I got lost in the sauce. Sorry. It's my mama, man, got me drinking this fucking Bacardi, dog. Again, man, shout out to my OG, man. It's the 1 year anniversary of my mom's passing. Here. Taking a sip of this Bacardi, which is fucking terrible. And mama, if you was here, I swear to God,
he poured
I'd kick your ass. I did pour another. It is terrible, and I do not know how she drank this shit. But shout out to my OG though, man. I love you to death, baby. It's all
God
good.
Damn, I can't.
But I'm trying to think. So Kanye, you said we gotta keep Kanye.
What's my man's name?
Jesse Williams. We gotta keep him.
Yeah, we gotta keep him.
Not light skin though.
The old dude.
Oh yeah, the other one. I'm talking about this fucking us up.
Yeah, the old dude. The
older
cat. You out there?
D Will. All
right,
D Will. All right, baby.
What are we talking about?
He's in the White House now. He
was talking about slavery.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Oh,
Ben
hell
Carson.
Yeah.
Ben fucked Ben
all day.
He ain't been one of y'all.
Hell no. Hey, look, that's why I forgot his fucking name.
Hell yeah.
Ben Carson.
Yeah. Ben Carson.
Ben. All right, so look. In real life, though, Steve Harvey. Do we keep Steve Harvey?
How you gonna write a book about who's the right man and shit? Now you getting divorced.
Three divorces.
Yeah.
Oh, he got divorced the last one?
She going after him for a bunch of money now.
Yeah.
The
little, because he had got with a little hood rat or something, right?
No, that's who he with, I think, now.
Oh, okay.
His wife said he was cheating with her. Yeah.
Like I heard baby daddy's dope boys and shit, though. That's from what I heard. The new one? She looked like it? I don't even know. I haven't seen her.
Her name is Major Harvey or some shit like that.
Some shit, yeah. Steve Harvey.
Hey, bro.
My man Gigabyte says, fuck Steve, man. Hey, look, if you watching right now, man, let us know, dog. From the black community, do we trade Steve Harvey?
For who?
And that's all I was going to say. And who do we trade Steve Harvey for if we do trade him, though?
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
They might
want
him.
We need somebody good for
they
him.
They might want him, though. Yeah,
they might
want him.
Jeff Ross?
Fuck Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross?
No, you know who I want though? For real? And y'all probably think I'm crazy. I want Clint Eastwood.
Why don't you be crazy?
I want
Clint Eastwood because Clint Eastwood in real life, though, this is a crazy comparison. But he the real life version of Kanye though. He says anything, though. And I don't know if it's because he old as fuck, and like you said, he probably about to die, so he just say shit.
You know who I'm saying with us?
You know who?
Clint just be saying, like Kanye.
Exactly.
Been in the industry since what, 40? 40. 50?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly,
he's
so.
He's been making Western since he's like 19.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
He's a, y'all respect me? Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
And I'll need
like
that.
Best movie
I'll need you.
Ever.
Right, ever, right. And I like that. Should I trade?
And I've been in the best movie.
No, this dude would say trade him for Dr. Phil or Rondo.
Geraldo
got his shit clean.
You can take Dr. Phil.
Alright, so what about Oprah?
We gotta keep Oprah.
We gotta keep Oprah.
Yeah, we gotta keep Oprah.
Oprah's still black.
We gotta keep Oprah for color purple.
Oprah's still black?
Yeah.
I guess.
She's still black.
Yeah. Do money make you transcend?
Right.
You think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Casper?
Little transparency, come out.
Little transparency?
It come out. It said, we'll come out.
It said a little transparency.
I don't see
no offense. Hey, money.
Push you over.
You're around your surroundings with
it. Hey, so look, though. So who would y'all give up for Oprah? Because I know y'all want Oprah. I know y'all do a little bit. I know.
I think Oprah's already 1 foot over, though. Should I trade for something that's bound to happen anyhow? Or should I save my pick and go? You gotta
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. She already coming without the draft.
Yeah, so why should I draft somebody that I know is going to come to the team anyhow?
He said he wants them over. Well, I'll pay for that shit if you already about to get it.
I wish y'all could see my man's face. He's so sincere right now. He's so sincere. He is serious as fuck.
Oh, shit.
Hey, shout out to Oprah, man. Whatever. I ain't going to lie to you, though. For a little while, I ain't like Oprah. And I don't know if I was hating.
I didn't like her either for a minute.
I didn't like her because I felt like she was hating on hip hop. And I feel like she came from Chicago. And for somebody to come from Chicago, like, how can you hate on the culture like that? Yeah. And then I just looked at it like, you know what? Maybe she just in a different lane. And I can't expect everybody to be in the hip hop lane because they black. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I gave up on that shit. But I will tell you this, though. I actually do. I know you want to get rid of her. I know you want to trade Wendy Williams. But I actually do. I fuck with Wendy Williams, though. And I'm going to tell you why. Wendy Williams was on Sway in the Morning one day and shit. And it was the realest Wendy I ever seen. Like, it wasn't the Hot Topics Wendy from TV and shit. It was like the motherfucker hood bitch from Jersey Wendy. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with her.
Hey, only so reason why her. I don't want to fuck with Wendy is because she built like a linebacker. I'm just saying, though, like...
Hey, well, she was a woman.
I mean, that was questionable originally. Yeah, that was questionable originally.
I found out that
kid. Yeah, that was questionable originally. I ain't gonna lie.
You can't get rid of her.
Damn, they... Well, word from the white team said they don't want her anyway.
She a lifer.
I do like Wendy Williams, too, though.
Yeah,
I heard that on Sway.
Yeah.
I got it on my truck.
Yeah, so when I seen it on that, it's different from watching that shit on TV.
You don't give a fuck what everybody says about it.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what 100 about it.
That's gangster.
Keep it real.
Hell yeah.
That's what Charlamagne came from, her show.
Hell yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, that's how I like that shit.
My brother don't like him either.
I know. No. Hey, we keep him, though.
I like
I fuck with that. I just read his book, too. The book Cold Blooded.
He keep it true.
Cold Blooded. And they got that bitch on audio, nigga.
Hey, you know what?
He said, get from me. Everybody gonna pass my little book around like a slave.
Hey, you know why I respect him, though? Because he don't give a fuck who you is. He gonna tell you how you feel, and this is what this is.
Yeah, yeah,
he don't even give a fuck what the outcome is.
He say shit, what up?
Right, yeah, right.
He don't back down.
He said, like, if you read his book, though, that come from getting his ass beat in it, back in his old hood, though. He said, he was like, shit, I used to get my ass beat all the time, so that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why he was like, fuck it. And he was like, I still know when the motherfucking fight or flight, though. Like, how they was going to jump his ass outside. Yeah. He was like, oh, some real shit? Yeah, I bust out, niggas fall. You know what I'm saying? Like,
real shit?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm not about to stand there. Hell yeah.
Gotta go.
Right.
Gotta go.
For sure. Though, he was like, oh, yeah.
Yep. My man Gigabyte say to trade Oprah and keep Harpo.
Keep Harpo to BB.
Hell no. So we can keep Oprah, though. I mean, I got a little beef with her, but we can keep her.
I think we can keep Oprah.
Hey, shout out, though. If you on Facebook right now, man, say something in the comment box. We'll read it out loud. let us know, man. In the racial draft, who would you get rid of and who would you keep? And who do you want, though? That's what I really want to know. Who do you want?
What about Jason Whitlock? Can we get rid of him?
Oh, that's the mother. That's the clown motherfucker who tried to defend old girl and shit. That was some pussy ass shit. He gotta go.
That's the first thing he said, though.
That's
why he
got fired from ESPN,
bro.
Yeah.
He
gotta go.
Fired from ESPN.
He said some shit.
That's just some pussy shit. Yeah.
They got fired from it.
I think everybody trying to find their little lane or whatever. But I think he doing the most to try to find his lane. That's just too much. Because at some point, you just gotta realize, like, is anything he's saying actually what he think, or just he just trying to get in the spot? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I can't believe it. Some of the shit he be saying, like, he really believe it. Like, nigga, are you serious?
He said shit about Serena Williams.
Yeah.
About LeBron
James. Yeah. He talked shit about Serena after she got pregnant or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. About how the niggas, the white dude was fucking with her or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, weak shit. I don't get it.
Hell.
I don't get it. Yeah. So they went off on him though.
We didn't take anybody.
Yeah, we'll take anybody.
Matter of fact,
we can take that bitch that say, meet me outside. How about that?
Cast me out.
We're gonna take the
cast me outside girl for Jason Whitlock, dog. All day long.
My man 2G's,
he said it, he drafted Mark Wahlberg.
I'll take Marky Mark.
Yeah.
We can take Marky Mark.
What are we giving up?
IQ.
Oh, hell no. Hey, why are you
bored, real tough?
Why are you bored?
Yeah, he lives right.
He's no, you right.
Marky
yeah, went from motherfucking music to the damn. You right.
Yeah, straight hood.
Yo, I never thought about that shit. He came from the music shit and went straight to the movie shit.
I love him. I love him because he made fun of Brother with the Beat.
First of all, time out. I just gotta give a shout out to my man Casper for bringing that to my attention. That is real life.
That's real life.
Marky Mark is, and why am I calling Marky Mark like this 1990s?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg though is the closest thing to motherfucking cute. Like he really came from music and really got in his in his movie shit.
Yeah.
Damn, and like not only in them but creating them.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, that's crazy.
Closest.
So he behind Entourage, right?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
He behind Entourage? Hell yeah.
He was a producer. That's his shit.
I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that?
Exactly.
Classic.
I
classic.
About his little situation.
Yeah,
his little situation. Yeah, you ain't know
it. I ain't never seen it, though.
My man 2G's clocking in late. He talking about Raven Simone, man. We been getting her. Like, she's, matter of fact, she ain't even on the draft. She a mascot.
Hell yeah.
She went undrafted.
Right, she went undrafted.
She went undrafted.
That bitch unrestricted free agent.
She went undrafted at 7 o'clock, nigga.
Right. Bitch in the NFL draft. We just forgot about her.
Yeah.
I should a different draft. That bitch is a motherfucker.
Subway draft.
For real.
She got a cell right next to Jared and shit. Y'all niggas forgot, didn't y'all? Right. Cause he don't want nothing but that boy me. He don't want nothing but that boy me. Ooh, that motherfucker. Oh, shit. Hey, so my man 2G said he giving up Tyler Perry for Katy Perry. Yeah, everybody trying to get Katy Perry, huh? I remember something that somebody said in the group text, though. Somebody wanted to give up the Migos. Dog, I'm sorry.
No, hell no.
We got to keep the Migos. I don't know what the fuck they saying.
But I like
them. I love that shit. I fuck with them.
You know why? Because I know why. I know why. Because they ran off each other.
I'm going to wear a purse.
I don't know. I ain't never seen them niggas with a purse. But anyway. They ride off each other, dog.
What? They ride off each other.
Right, I like that shit.
They ride off each other, bro.
I gotta keep them.
They're like harmonizing. They're like motherfucking the Leverts on New Jack City.
Get the kids on the bus, them motherfuckers.
Hey, you know what? I do want Justin Timberlake.
Can we get Justin?
I'm fucking with Justin.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I just thought about it. We want Justin. Who we get? We'll get y'all.
Yeah, you have Future.
No, we'll get y'all Jason Bieber.
Cause he think he black any motherfucking way.
Beaver, you got
so
him.
He goes, y'all can have him and shit.
Y'all can have him, man.
He one step over anyway.
Robin
Thicke,
bro.
Robin Thicke. I fucking Robin Thicke. Yeah, we want him too. We want him.
What about John B? Is John B white or is he? I don't know what he is.
I think he's falling in
the
Mariah category.
He might. Hey, if y'all check us out right now on eblockradio.com or on Facebook Live, is John B. white?
Is he?
Can we get him in a trade in the draft, dog? Because if he's white, then we can trade.
This shit, bro. What we gonna give up?
They don't
want the shit.
I know they don't want the shit.
They don't want none of that shit.
Oh, you know who y'all can have? Omarosa. Can we please give y'all Omarosa?
We'll throw y'all a loop on that one.
You know what?
Yeah, we'll give you Condoleezza back.
Yo, that's classic. Yo, that's classic as fuck, man.
Condoleezza Rice, man.
Right.
Hell no.
Right. I don't know, it should be.
Hell, I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know, we still on, though, and you live right now.
Yeah, you here. I pops in the building, you know.
Yo,
what
dude,
about?
I even think we super late, though. That's what it is.
Late.
The show is over, dog. Why ain't nobody say nothing?
Right.
On that note, Dev, I guess it's time to get up out of here because I'm super late now.
Yeah.
Hey, so one last time, dog. The one person you really want money, who you want?
Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash.
Oh, do I want
that? That you want?
I like Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one person that I really.
Katy Perry make good.
No, I'm going to take that back. I want Ellen.
You.
I want Ellen. Her dancer. I know, but she's. I still want her.
Yeah. What the fuck? Let me see. That we necessarily gotta have. That's a tough one, dog. I don't know, dog. You say Katy Perry. That's them personal reasons, though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. One that I know.
No,
what about? I was just gonna say. I swear to God, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Bill
kind of ours already.
Yeah, he is already one step over.
Yeah,
like over.
Like our Oprah.
Yeah.
They
both Peter. Yeah, they Peter. Hey, well, look, I'm still pick up Bill, man. I'm going to roll with Bill.
I'm going to take Bill, too.
On that note, man, we going to get up out of here, dog. Man, we had too fun today. I overwent the town. I'm going to give a shout-out to my guest in the studio, man. I got my man Casper in the building. You got to say something when I say that.
Hey, what's up, man?
You got to say something when I say that. I got what we want to call this thing. He gotta have a name.
He's the star of this shit, though.
Right. Let me see what you want your radio name to be.
Shit, don't matter.
Got my man. Shit, it don't matter over here.
Right. Don't matter.
Right. Got my man. Money in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's your boy, man. The Hood, Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High, man. We up out of here, dog. Check y'all out next time.
Deuces.
Peace out.